Okay, Duchess, this is signed two. I don't know what I would do without one thing I wanted to tell you right away, and I forgot to write. I didn't think of it. A Lieutenant Colonel Al Francisco and another Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Driscoll, the names are very similar, Francisco and Driscoll. Both of these men are very good friends, Duchess. They work in my AG building. And they went home on leave, I guess Saturday, I think, this last Saturday. And they're at home on business, TDY, with General Ursano, who is also my boss. See, General Ursano is in charge of the AG people right now. And we all come under AG, different sections. Anyway, Al and Jerry are going to take off, I think land and take off from McGuire Air Force Base. And I told them if they should get stuck on the way back or had extra time or cancel flight or something like that, they should at least give you a call and say hello. If they have time, just invite them over for a drink. You'll enjoy them. They're nice people, particularly Al Francisco. They just don't come any nicer. In fact, he may call you anyway, Duchess, just so you know. If he says Colonel Francisco, he's a friend of Anne's, it would be nice to act as though you knew him. I sent a picture of him, but it's in the box. I don't know when they're coming back. I think they have 10 days in the States, so they're very excited, really. They're funny. They're funny. They were always having a party. Al just had a big New Year party. It was Christmas, Russian New Year. Oh, wait a minute. It was Russian Christmas on the 7th. I think it was New Year's or something. I think we're going to have New Year's party yet. I don't know. I can't keep up with these things. Vera is Russian, and she always celebrates Russian Christmas. So Al had this big party because we spent New Year's and Christmas in Vera's trailer. It was very nice. Anyway, yeah, in our office, in our building, at one time, we had Francisco Driscoll, Jerry Driscoll, and another funny, funny man whose name was Bob Crisco. And so Francisco they call Frisco. So it was Frisco, Driscoll, and Cisco. And Duchess, it was so funny because you never knew who, really, which they were talking about. Or who they were talking about. They'd say Isco, you know, and you never knew. It was Frisco, Driscoll, or Cisco. Oh, it's funny. Cisco has gone. I don't know where. I think he went home. But these two are still here, and they're, as I say, going to the States for about 10 days. So just so you know, you're so popular. I give everybody your name and number when they're going home or anywhere in the vicinity. You know, I say, oh, call Phyllis. Tell her who you are. She'll know who you are immediately. who else did I tell? Oh, Charmaine probably will be calling you. At least I hope. Particularly when she gets to the Washington, D.C. area. What else? Okay. I had my hair cut the other day. Just the back. There's a one tiny little place, such as it's about 8 feet by 10 feet, and they call it a beauty shop, you know, on Post here, and they couldn't cut a head of hair if their life depended upon it. They don't know how to shape anything. Just the back. I just need a trim. Anyway, it's shorter than it was. Of course, it's pretty short. It's like an extended crew cut. I had a letter from Aunt Rose yesterday. Very nice letter, telling me of her Christmas Day activities. She visited Tommy and his family, Jimmy and his family, and of course she said Kitty and Ray and their children represented Macy's when it came to opening gifts and whatnot. She said the entire house was covered with gifts for everybody. And so it was a very active, very enjoyable day, I think. She also brought me up on some family news, nothing real special, pretty much things Mother had mentioned from time to time. From what Aunt Rose said, I gather Mother's apartment is very lovely. I don't think it's too big, but it appears that she's most comfortable, and that's very good. And Aunt Rose will be 60 years of age this year, Duchess. For some reason, I always remember Aunt Rose's birthday. It's August 26th, or at least I'm pretty sure it's August 26th. And it's hard to believe that she will be 60. I think she's still going very strong, feels fine, works a couple of days at the bakery. And I was very, very happy to receive her letter. If, Duchess, Aunt Rose should get down to visit you, and she probably would never come unless Mother, on some rare occasion, brought her. And if you had those earrings in a place you could locate them quickly, it would be perfectly all right to go ahead and give them to Aunt Rose. She did ask for the earrings for the youngsters. Of course, by the time I get the earrings to her, the youngsters will be oldsters. And, oh well. So, what else has happened? Let's see, I told you about that. And that, and that. I made a couple notes. I don't have any more notes. this tape that I'm playing on was one that Carolyn Hogshead had sent me back in the summertime. And as a matter of fact, it's the last tape, or at least the last box that I have. I don't have but one or two tapes. I have to play them again, see what's on them. I had one or two that had music on them. I must get some tapes. I don't even know if there are any in the PXs. I've just forgotten to replenish my stock. And so I have used up all the tapes that have been sent to me. I have taped over them from anybody. And so if I don't think of that and you don't get a tape for a while, you'll know why. In addition, if I go to Natrang, I must carry my little tape recorder. It's not that heavy and all that, but I must remember to take it, or I might have to revert to writing. Also, I'm going to try and keep this room. I will have to come down periodically, maybe once a month or something like that, to Long Bend, maybe a little bit more frequently till we get this whole thing set up. And so I would like very much to keep this room and be able to come here. The rent here, if you can call it rent, Duchess, it used to be $20 a month. It has been reduced to $8 a month. Yes, $8 a month, Duchess, for a room with hot water, air conditioning, and a refrigerator, my own bathroom, and a lovely bed. It's lovely to me. Anyway, I don't think you can beat $8, right, to have your own place. I don't know. Beth, so far, has been very lucky. She has kept both rooms, the one here at Long Bend, and also she has a room at Da Nang. We'll see. So, because I'd like to come down every so many weekends, you know. Also, Da Nang's not that far. It's about an hour, no, maybe an hour and 15, 20 minutes by aircraft. It's a lot less than that, depending upon what kind of aircraft. But and I don't know why I bother to tell you. It just confuses you. But C-130 or C-123 takes a little bit longer than, say, a U-21. Aren't you glad I told you all that? What else? Oh, Bill Van Anten went home, Duchess. He went home on the 4th. He nearly drove me crazy before he went home. He was so nervous and so fidgety that from the 1st to the 4th, I tell you, he was banging at the door and wanting to know what I was doing. And Sunday morning, he nearly knocked the door down. He wanted me to come out and sit in the sun. And he did take me up to Loon Foon's, or we now call it the Mandarin, the Chinese restaurant here on Post. And we had supper one night and lunch another day. And I was very sad to see Bill go. He has lived there, Duchess. We have been neighbors for almost, as I say, the full year. And I could have killed Bill many a time because he's like an old woman, always butting in, you know. Or he'd go up to the commander's mess, the general's mess, and he'd come back and he'd be stoned out of his mind, you know, and he'd just stop in for one more drink and then he'd start talking and never stop. But he was very, very lovable, very kind, you know, nothing romantic ever, but one you could always rely on as far as being a good neighbor. Always very, very pleasant. Good personality. If we ever get the chance, I'd like to go up and visit Bill. He's going to retire from the Army. He's very upset with the Army because they want him to go to Los Angeles, and he's not about to go there. His home is in, right now it's in Massachusetts. And I know you're going to ask me where in Massachusetts, and I've forgotten offhand. But he has another home in Vermont, and I don't know what he's going to do, but he'll be out of the service probably in 6 months if they don't change his assignment. So that happened on the 4th, and we had a little party. Well, Betty has a little, let's see, was it the 4th? No, I guess it was the 3rd, Duchess, he went, the 3rd, because Betty has a little cocktail hour at 4 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. It kind of is just happening that way every Sunday. And so Bill, of course, went over with myself, and we all saw more. There must have been about 15, 20 people stopped that particular night. Anyway, we all saw him off into the sedan over to Benoit to catch the plane. We didn't go to Benoit. He was very happy. And I was a little sad. I really hated to see him go. So all my IG friends are gone now. They're all gone. Dobson, Tom, and Van Etten. So, oh, Bill Hawk is still around. Oh, dear me. He called me today. That's the first I've seen or talked with him since October, when we came back from Hong Kong. I went north traveling, and he went to Korea and then was back just a couple of days, and he took off. He's been home for over 30 days in the States. His home is in Hawaii, his family, I should say, and his parents are in Palm Springs, Duchess, in California. You sent me a postcard, I still have it, from Palm Springs. Well, that's where Bill's home is, or his people, his mother and father. So, he called today. He just got back yesterday or something, and or today. And, of course, he wants me to come down to Saigon, etc., etc. Dinner and all this stuff. And I told him I didn't know if I could because I would be going north probably in 2 days or 3 days or something like that. And I'd really kind of like to keep my distance. I don't know. I wouldn't mind dinner. I'd like to go down for a day trip and come back again. To Saigon. It was an awful, you know, to go down and have to fly down in uniform and bring clothes to change and all this good stuff. Anyway, so Bill Hawk is back. He still has another 6 months. Oh, I'm not sure I'll make it. What else? I thought of something and I should have interrupted myself. Don't know what it is. That just. Oh, I've been getting a lot of sun the last, well, actually since Christmas. You know, it's very warm here, Duchess, and particularly this area as opposed to up north. In our northern areas of Quang Tri, Da Nang, Fubai, and all that, they don't get much sun. I mean, they have had what we call, not cold weather, not by your standards, and I know you must have cold weather back home. From what I've read, you've had many inches of snow and whatnot, and I sit out and bask in the sun in 90-degree temperatures while I read the paper of all the snow back east. But I have an excellent tan right now. And the only thing white on me is just the areas that are covered by a bikini and where I wear my watch band. Other than that, I'm quite brown. I feel excellent. My health is just very, very good. I have to watch my weight. It's about the same, Duchess, but I eat a tremendous amount of candy every day. Plus, I eat usually 2 meals a day. I don't miss very much. And I don't gain very much, but 3 or 4 pounds, you know, and then I kind of watch it. I might cut down to 1 bag of candy instead of 2 or so. I don't know. But I do burn up my energy. I do everything quickly. I walk fast and that kind of thing. So, anyway, I feel real good, real great. I think you will be very pleased to see the color of my skin. I mean, it's just red and rosy cheeks, pink, you know, just from the sun. Can't remember when I have been healthier. I do have one toenail that might have jungle rot or whatever. I don't know what they call it, Duchess, but a lot of our people here get funguses of different kinds, and they get it in the ears and the fingers and the toes, and many girls have had a fungus. I just have one toenail that's discolored. I don't know whether it's getting better or worse. Just one. Anyway, I shall watch it. I just hope it doesn't fall off. Been watching it the last couple months. Didn't look too well. But didn't look too bad either. One friend of ours, he has green toenails. Something's happened to his toes. And I have not gone to the dispensary because, like, it's just one toenail. It doesn't hurt or anything. It just turned color, yellow or something. Anyway, this other friend, his turn green. They really look dreadful. And he went to the dispensary, and the doctor told him he has something, but they don't know what it is, and they can't do anything for him. So, so lots of luck. So I didn't even bother to go, because I think it's coming along, really. As I say, it's no pain or nothing. Just something you get with hardship tour in Vietnam, right? Anyway, this tape is running out. Isn't that marvelous? The gift of gam. I'm sure there are things that just... Only thing is, just be patient now. I have to keep my wits about me. And if I go in the train and take my tape recorder, and if I find some tapes, I'll be able to tape to you. If not, just know that everything is A-okay. And you have umpty-dump boxes coming, Duchess. Just store everything. Put it all in some corner. Dear Gussie, right? And Duchess, we got another raise. Nixon signed whatever it is, white-collar raise increase. And I just got a raise last month. I tell you, they make it very difficult to quit this job. They really do. I must have had 15, 20 raises since I've been hired. Unbelievable. Duchess, take care of yourself. Thank you for the letter. Visiting when you were visiting with Marie and Ron. Tell everyone I said hi. Let me know how you're doing, how it is to get back to work, how you feel, all that good stuff. Tell Mother or any of the friends or family, if you see them, that I said hello. I'll be talking to you or writing to you, hopefully, within the next week or 10 days. Duchess, if you think of it, wish Cho-Cho a happy birthday on the 19th of January. I'll probably forget to write a note. It's her birthday. Okay, bye-bye, Duchess.